A quick acknowledgement of Jennifer Lynn Baker, whose sweet things included Bosco, candy apples, and daiquiris. And also, good morning to David Wheel. It's good to have you tuned in. Ben mentioned xylitol, and absinthe was mentioned as an A that might make you a little less sour this morning. How could you be anything but happy with who we have right here? Hello, Zoe Z, and Ann Ensminger is here from Animal Friends, thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Tell me about Zoe, Ann.
This is Zoe Z. She is about 2 years old. She's 11 pounds, and she is a Jack Russell Terrier.
Hi.
And she is looking for a home.
Zoe, you're so beautiful.
She's very social. We recommend Zoe to a home that has possibly other dogs, but because of the high prey drive of Jack Russell Terriers, we would send her to a home that perhaps doesn't have cats or any other small animals due to that instinctual high prey drive. Jack Russells were bred to rid farms and things of rats. So that's her genes are telling her that anything that has four legs and moves that's smaller than her shouldn't be there.
And I could see, too, I would just imagine a cat would probably never be able to sleep around Zoe. Zoe would poke. Now, you've most likely, seen a Jack Russell Terrier before. If you've seen Frasier, that's
yes,
the dog, Eddie. And I think my guess is that Jack Russell Terrier suddenly became a very popular breed when that show came out, because Eddie was just such an adorable dog. And we've got a beautiful dog in you, Zoe. Zoe's all white with sort of a brown coloring on one ear. And
she has an eye patch too, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got an eye patch on her left eye and then a little small brown circle. On her right eye. And what a beautiful, beautiful animal. She just looks very, very happy, but I'm sure she would like to go to a forever home. So if you've been looking for a dog, Zoe might be the one for you.
And she would make a great family pet. Terriers are quite tenacious, and they're very smart. We're looking for a home that has children ages 7 and up.
She's looking at you so lovingly right now, she looks like she'd be a very loyal dog to a home and search of some, a bit of new life and a new animal.
And, let me tell you, Zoe Z and I have spent very little time together, and boy, she is already really warmed up on the way over. She just wanted to be in my lap. She's just leaning into me right now. In her behavior evaluation, it actually says it seems like she just folds into your lap. So she would be a great dog and a good companion, but she also is going to need a lot of exercise to get that terrier energy worked off.
Could I see her behavior evaluation?
Sure.
Because you, whether this is the right dog for you or not, you need to know Animal Friends does such a great job. I'm looking here at a multiple page. It's about 5 or 6 pages of information about Zoe Z, including the obvious information like breed, but all sorts of medical conditions listed, not medical conditions, but medical status in terms of how Zoe's health is, information about Zoe's weight and behavioral assessments. And it's kind of, it's neat to get all of this documentation because it helps you match the personality of the animal that you will be getting with your household and with the people that are there, because not all dogs are right for all people.
That's right. That's very important. Very important.
Cats might be a little less complicated, but the history of a cat would be the same thing to take in the
Absolutely.
Care. Any special events happening right now at Animal Friends?
Well, we just had our annual telethon last weekend, and as part of the continuation of the celebration of that event, we are offering a special adoption promotion called As Seen on TV, and all of our adoption requested donations are $20.10 for the year 2010, and that runs through the end of the day today. And our goal is to reach 100 adoptions by the end of the week, and we're almost there. So we're looking to certainly place more animals into loving, lifelong homes today, and our counselors are ready to make those good matches. And for a requested donation of $20.10 through 5 o'clock today.
Well, and that's it's always reasonable to adopt an animal at Animal Friends. Those fees go to things like the shots and the care and medical attention, but that's really quite a discount from what the fee normally would be, the suggested donation.
Yeah, we usually request a donation for dogs and cats of $75, puppies $125, and kittens $100. So, you know, certainly it's a good deal, and you know, they come with all of their shots as is age appropriate. They're spayed or neutered. They have been given flea preventative. If a dog, they've been given a heartworm test and heartworm preventative. They are just they're all checked out. And if they do have any kinds of medical conditions or needs, we have that information for you to pass along to your vet.
Zoe is so pretty, and she's got this beautiful pinkish nose, well, a black nose, but a pinkish muzzle, and she just looks happy as can be. I hear a lot of activity taking place out there during our live broadcast, and it's Zoe, look at you. She's a good watchdog, too. She's got great ears. And she, is her ears perked up with that little bit of noise out there?
She's definitely alert.
So $20.10 mm-hmm. To adopt any kind of animal. And I'm
That's
sure
right.
You've got cats. Now, people are thinking about bunnies because mm-hmm. it's Easter time. Mm-hmm. And are there lots of bunnies for adoption?
We always have lots of rabbits available for adoption. And, you know, just like with our cats and just like with our dogs, our counselors make sure it's a good match. Every rabbit has a different personality, different needs, and everybody, you know, people-wise has a different personality as well. So we want to make sure it's a good match. And just like, again, with our cats and dogs, the rabbits are spayed, neutered, and medically ready to go. And certainly, if you are interested in bringing a bunny into your home, we definitely recommend going to a shelter, going to Animal Friends, any of the other local shelters, because they will be spayed and neutered, and they will be checked out and ready to go into a loving home.
Zoe Z, you look so calm and relaxed and happy to be here. I get the feeling you're probably not like this all the time. Zoe Z looks like a puppy, but she's 2 years old, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful dog. Did she stay with you last night?
She didn't. Because I do have kitties, I didn't want to take her home with me and have her all worked up with the kitties in the house. But I just went and picked her up this morning, and she was very excited to go for a ride. She looked out the window the whole time and wanted to be in my lap, and just incredibly social and friendly. And, you know, again, you know, certainly would need that activity and exercise, but is also just as happy to sit in your lap and be a good buddy.
Now, if you go to thinkoutsidethecage.org, you can look at pictures of animals mm-hmm. That are awaiting adoption. Mm-hmm. You can probably see Zoe there, as well as some other dogs and some other cats and descriptions. And it's also a fun place to visit. And you don't have to go home with an animal when you go and visit. You might
That's
be
right.
tempted today with the special adoption fees being lower than usual. But it's just very nice to go out right off of the Camp Horn Road exit of the Parkway North. Zoe will be back there today. It would be nice if she went home with somebody today after making her appearance. Zoe, you're enjoying your snacks, aren't you?
She would love to go home today.
Oh, she looks like she really would like to. Now, she's from Fayette County, you mentioned.
Greene County.
Or Greene County.
Yeah, there's a sister shelter that we work with there that they don't have the the space and the amount of clients that we have. So we work with them to help to place some of their animals, and that's where she is from.
Oh, she really looks like she's looking at all of us very lovingly and affectionately. And Zoe, I hope you find a good home today. We have two cats, so that just wouldn't work for you. Although it would probably work for you, but not for them.
But we have plenty of animals, though, plenty of dogs that would go lovely into a household with cats. We have an animal for everybody. And if we don't on any given day, we certainly keep an application on file. And we are committed to working with folks until we find that good match.
And I want to be sure that you add anything else that's new. And but before that, the new stamps for animals
are
coming out.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
I don't know if you've been to the post office lately, but there's a series of stamps that benefit animal shelters. And I hope Animal Friends is among those. They're beautiful stamps.
They really are. And they're all shelter dogs and cats.
Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. Anything else happening? I want to be sure we get anything in. Anne is amazing, holding a dog, feeding a dog, and talking about animals all at the same time. But anything else to mention that's new at Animal Friends?
Well, there's always something going on. And again, we'd love to have you come in and adopt today if you're interested in looking for a new family member. And we're open until 5. And we are closed tomorrow, but we reopen again on Monday at 11 a.m.
Very good. Thank you, Anne. And Zoe Z, I hope you go home today with somebody. It's nice to see you.
Thank you for having us.
ThinkOutsideTheCage.org is the website for Animal Friends. See you, Zoe.